Monday, everybody. It's the Sleepers Podcast. Monday, June 10th. Second week of June is here. Crazy. Time flies. I'm your host, Greg Waddell. My co-host, Carter Elliott, is not here, as you can see if you're watching on the YouTube channel. In fact, nobody's here, as you can see if you're watching on the YouTube channel. This is a solo episode for me today. We actually have Cart's camera set up with just nobody there. If you were watching this thinking it was an invisible person, that would have been a reasonable conclusion. But no, in reality, it's just me here. And wait just a goddamn second. Sorry, Riley Davis, for taking the name of the Lord in vain. Is that Carter Elliott right there?
You damn Skippy. You thought you got rid of me, but you didn't. I just had to get my notepad.
Trusty old notepad, huh, Cart? That'll get you.
Yeah, probably should have just put in my iPhone notes. Would have been a lot easier, huh?
Whoa. Well, it's Friday afternoon when we're recording this, which is why we're in such jovial moods. And if you don't mind, Cart, I'd like to drink this High Noon Vodka Iced Tea.
What flavor?
Well, it's a raspberry iced tea.
That sounds delicious. Do they have like just a plain iced tea one?
I think they're all flavored iced teas.
They're all flavored? Okay. Yeah, I'm not the biggest flavored iced tea guy. Also not the biggest iced tea guy, but like I love John Daly's and Arnold Palmer, so maybe I am an iced tea guy.
Honestly, saying you're not a big flavor guy is a big white move. Is that a little too much flavor for you, Cart?
Okay, I'm not going to have this coming from you. That's what I'm not going to have.
You hit me with the seasoning aisle joke the other day, and it really stuck in my mind. I've been waiting for my opportunities. Honestly, I can't believe you haven't made a joke that my haircut looks like a school shooter yet.
No, I like your cut. Can we get a little side profile? Okay. All right.
Shouldn't go that way. All right. Let's get to the show. Do you have a YouTube comment to kick us off today?
I do have one. I think I am going to go with... Actually, I haven't done this in a while, so I'm going to hit the... You know what, there's not a lot that I like on here, to be honest. I know we called out the Discord comments, but I might have to call out...
Do you actually try to find one that you like normally? I thought you just read the first one every time.
No, I always scroll through. I never just do the first. Should I just do the first one from now on?
I mean, you certainly could. It'd be easier, but no, work harder.
No, let's do the first one. Okay. This actually came in 2 minutes ago from Doug F9000. Dan Hurley already shot down what would have been a major pay raise with Kentucky. It's not all about the money. Doug F9900, my apologies. Let me explain something to you about basketball money here. There's college basketball head coach money, and then there's NBA head coach money. NBA head coach, highest paid head coach, top five, will make Kentucky's high paying offer look like mincemeat, look like the clearance section. Okay, there's a big difference on what the Lakers can pay and what Kentucky can pay. So if it came down to just a money play, he would already been with the Lakers. So maybe that's not the case, but let's not act like the Lakers can't outpay the major offer that's Kentucky or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Just make that very clear.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add. I think you're right. The comment got what it needed from you there. That's correct information that you are fueling the comment section with today.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Yeah, sometimes you just nail it. I don't have anything to add. Okay, let's get to the show. And by the show, I mean the Discord comments. Join the Discord. Can you shout out the new Discord members, please?
Yes, I can. I know that we got two Illini, two Boilermakers. Shout out to Zook1644. Also, shout out to Quentin. Do we only get two? I thought we had four.
Scroll back a couple of days. I feel like we had three.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Brendan as well. Shout out to Brendan, and we already shouted out Jack J, but shout out to Jack J and B-Town Buckets as well.
Yeah, there you go. Good week for the Discord signups. I think Cannon Catching's chaos led a lot of people to like, ooh, I want to see what's going on in the Sleepers Discord. So shout out to all the new members. If you're thinking about joining, now's a good time to join, honestly, because only the true diehards are active in the summer in the Discord, and you really get to know people. And I think as the season heats up, we'll probably see a flurry of people join yet again. But the real ones are in the Discord right now. If you consider yourself a listener of this show, someone who loves this show, someone who feels some type of way about Cartel or myself, you can show us that you care by joining the Discord. $9.99 a month, link in the description of this video. We start with Malik Perry, who says, Riley Fries. No loss hurts more than losing to your team in 2009. May, McCants, and Felton. If Davis, Bacon, and Ingram have the same NBA success, who would get which player's success or lack of? So he's saying if RJ Davis, Armando Bacot, and Harrison Ingram have the same NBA success of Sean May, Rashad McCants, and Raymond Felton, who would be who?
Probably Ingram would be Felton, Bacot would be May, and then RJ Davis would be McCants.
That feels right to me too.
Yeah, I just also want to say that 09 loss did not hurt. That team was incredible.
Yeah, but I think getting there hurts, right? It's probably how I feel about Villanova.
Yeah, but when you really get down to it, it's like we lost one of the greatest college basketball teams, I think, of all time.
That is true. My the Louisville national title loss hurts a lot more than the Villanova title loss to me, because I felt like Michigan had it and was the better team in the Louisville one. In Villanova, it's like we just got stomped.
Is what right. Yeah.
Also, that's me breaking down the two national championships I've seen my team play in my lifetime. I had to choose which one was tougher versus the other one.
Hard to choose between two different losses, huh?
Malik also says, if Hurley wants to go to the NBA, I'm 100% in, but to the Lakers, wow, that would not sit right with me. I don't think it would sit right with a lot of people, Malik. Toon has one of my favorite comments in show's history. Call you Captain Edward Smith the way you see a Berg and have no idea what it's capable of.
I'm not even going to try to even begin to act like I know what that means. I
believe that is an infamous captain who drove a ship into an iceberg.
The only captain I acknowledge is Captain Warren F. Fitzgerald.
Why is that?
Because every single book that he wrote, he was drunk when he wrote it.
Is this real?
Mm-hmm. I used to tell myself that when I had a couple beers when I wrote papers in college. Like not Warren. Edmund F. Fitzgerald. Also, he wasn't a captain. He was just an author.
I'm so confused. So you're saying the Edmund Fitzgerald, like the guy that the sunken ship is named after?
Mm-hmm.
He was an author?
Mm-hmm.
And you somehow got to a drunk author from a captain?
Mm-hmm.
From the captain comment?
Mm-hmm.
But college, you convince yourself that you might be a great author drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty great, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I follow the thought process nicely. Malik says, I can't wait for college basketball to start. Until then, I will just wait and count the days. Is golf fun? It seems boring. I think golf's really fun.
I think golf is extremely fun. And it also gives you a chance to like lock in for like a couple of days. Like the tee off Thursday, guys play all up until Sunday. And then something about a Sunday afternoon with just like a nice beverage. Maybe your wife's taking a nap on the couch next to you from a long day or something like that, long night. And you just got the golf on in the background. You're just locked in. It's a great scene.
Yeah, my wife's going to a bachelorette party Saturday. And I can't wait to just like be at home, solo dad with golf on. And then like Sunday afternoons right now, when you know they're like coming down the stretch, final eight holes, you flip it on. There's like a championship on the line. It's really fun to watch. I was dialed in when I played. I played a lot of golf in the last week, more than I have in like years. I played 5 out of 6 days, Car. I played golf.
Are you playing Saturday?
Not playing this weekend, but I played the last round I played, I was dialed in. Best round I played this year. Love I had a birdie putt on 7 of 9 holes. It was good.
Who's bachelorette is Mal going to?
We're going to keep that redacted for privacy reasons.
Okay, understood.
Yep. Malik says, I can't wait for college basketball to start. Until then, I will just wait and count the day. Oh, I just read that one. Toon says, happy Riley Friday. What is your favorite album front and back? No skips. Sorry, we missed this with Riley. What do you think Riley's favorite album would have been?
I feel like it's Three Doors Down. I don't know, or Matchbox 20.
Strikes me as a college dropout guy. I think,
Good Kid, Mad City.
I think his answer, I want to go on record, I think it's College Dropout.
I think it's some Matchbox 20 album.
What's your favorite album? No skips.
I mean, it's got to be Nothing Was the Same. That's just the perfect accumulation of like time in my life and just great music.
Yeah, Nothing Was the Same is in my top five. Take Care is in my top five. I believe my favorite album is still My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, though.
That's a great, that is a great, a great, great album.
Something about like just Runaway and All of the Lights will always like just strike the
The
great chords for me.
production on that album is just like brings tears to my eyes. And I'm not even a music purist like that, but like it's like it's perfect.
It is a beautiful, unique album. Beautiful, dark, twisted, unique album. D. Crump says, "Let's talk about Shams. I don't respect his hustle at all. He works for FanDuel and clearly puts out information to skew betting odds so that people lose money. Prime example is the Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller picks. He's a puppet and a fake nice guy."
That sounds like a comment from a non-puppet. We are two puppets that are available for sale right now because I will start skewing everything if I get the opportunity.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite sayings that I just came up with and will now say forever moving forward when we talk about people like this. You don't have to respect it, but you have to respect it. That's Shams, like straight up. Like if I had the opportunity to do exactly what Shams does, get a FanDuel bag and date Kay Adams on the side, I would 100% consider it. I would turn it down because I have my wife who I love to death and a child to raise. But if I was a single guy in Shams and I could get a FanDuel bag and go that path instead, I'd at least consider. Yeah, we would probably do similar things. That's the reality here.
Yeah, easily.
Scumbag Sully says, "By the time you're reading this, it'll be my 20th birthday. What are three words to describe Scumbag Sully?"
Passionate, dramatic, and scumbag.
I have three words and three words only. Scumbag Sully is one of one.
Ooh, good one.
Ethan Woody says, "How is Sully only 20 years old? He has the most divorced dad energy of anyone in the
That
Discord."
makes so much sense, and it's so true.
It's really, really good. Malik says, "I don't say this enough, but I enjoy this Discord interacting with everyone. Rather MSU fan or not, I want everyone to know I rub everyone the same way." Hey, good vibes in the Discord right now.
Yeah, I do like that. Could have maybe worded a little bit different than rubbing everyone in the Discord a certain way.
Dr. Doctor says, "Is Turdu falling apart already?" That's after the cannon catching snooze.
I think they're just fine. Also, have we addressed that Turdu stinks? Like
The
turd do?
name. Yeah, the
Yeah.
name.
It's
Yeah.
gotta be something better than that. Like I honestly I like Spoiler Maker
If
more
we're
than
going the excrement route with Purdue, I would rather purr-poo.
Yeah, I like that. Turd do just doesn't do it.
Doesn't hit. Yeah. Eric NJ Boiler says, "Has Riley Friday already been recorded? If not, tomorrow has become a very interesting show with Hurley and Catchings." Yep, you're way behind, Eric NJ Boiler. Although the comment did hit in real time, but we just record way ahead of time these days. Guy says, "Catchings LMAO." Dr. Doctor says, "I have a theory Liam McNeely is cursed."
I hope not. I like Liam.
I want him to be cursed.
But you also want him.
I'm a big curse guy, Cart. I'm a
Why?
big, I love voodoo. I love like, ooh, like if I could like have a Ouija board, I would enjoy it.
You having a Ouija board is one of the scariest propositions I could ever picture.
Let's see here. Boiler Daddy 8 says, "Let's talk about getting your one big thing sponsored." Huh. I'm
I should.
talking about my thing.
And my one big thing is show sponsored.
Get a sponsor? Okay, all
Or
right.
Energizer Bunny
We're
Pump.
listening. We can anybody can sponsor it. Yeah, it's sponsored by nobody right now. It can be sponsored by you if you beat the harsh price tag of $0 right now. The full show is sponsored by NBA 2K Lab this month. In fact, Carl, can you tell the people about NBA 2K Lab? You've heard me do five of these ad reads by now. I feel like you have enough understanding to do this yourself.
I don't because after all this, you have yet to send me any like something to baseline off, anything to baseline off. You expect me to lock in when you're reading this, and quite frankly, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to send you the read because they told us to just be ourselves and tell them about NBA 2K Lab, which is what I've been doing every single week. 2K Lab is one of the greatest places for anyone who loves playing NBA 2K. If you want to enhance your 2K experience, you should tap in with the people at 2K Lab because they're constantly simulating the game, they're running simulations and resulting out the best badges, the best jump shot form, everything that you could possibly need for your my player, they have, and they have an NBA draft simulator, which is where you can find our big board, the top 75 that we worked on. That's on NBA2KLab.com. You can sort by our big board, see all the best prospects, draft for your favorite team. Go to NBA2KLab.com to play all of their mini games.
I'll be ready for the next one.
don't think you will, but we'll find out. Back to the comments here. I Manor says, let's say NIL was present back in the day, convincing some of the international guys to do a year in college. Where would the following guys have played? Ooh, I love this question. Luka, Giannis, Porzingis, and Rudy Gobert.
Luka would have went to Kentucky. Rudy Gobert would have went to Gonzaga. Porzingis would have went to Michigan. And who's the other one?
You already said Gobert?
Yeah.
I got to be completely honest. I was Twitter searching something. Can you say the same three again?
I got Luka to Kentucky, Porzingis to Michigan. I got Gobert to Gonzaga. And then I was wondering who the other one was. Oh, I know. Jameer Watkins to Florida State.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what I was reacting to, and I tuned everything out that you said.
Da, 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 da. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one goes.
Let's go. Let's get through the show so we can do the reaction and get it out Friday. I think Luka would have played at BYU. I think Giannis would have played at Dayton. I think Kristaps would have played at Kristaps would have gotten love, I think. Kristaps would have been like a Carolina or a Duke guy. And then Gobert, like a Mountain West, like a random ass
school. Colorado State.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it, Dustin. Guy says, you may be a hoop head, but do you have the Mountain West app? No, I don't, Guy. We have a lot of people just responding to each other in the comments with things they don't want us to read on the show. Dylan Terpstra, true or false? I can dunk. The answer will be revealed in the next episode.
False.
I say true. I think it would be a psychopathic move for him to post that here for the answer to be no.
False. I know his bag.
Okay. Guy says, this is the final daily high major comment to prove his sanity. Day 44. We made it 44 days and then we ironed it out of him. Wow. I finished my last final yesterday with the week being over and my summer break starting. I can end the bit. Here are some teams that I think will make the top 10 by season's end. Baylor, Gonzaga, Iowa State, Kansas, Florida, UConn, UCLA, Xavier, and Bama. Now, you might be wondering why I only listed 9. Well, that's because either Dayton or Memphis will surely be in there. Does that mean that he chose Memphis as his team this year?
That's great. 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 That's just what I needed. Stay away from Dane.
Weekly comment from Guy to be a nice guy. Week one. Okay, so he's gone down from daily comments just to weekly. I can work with this. This is a step in the right direction. Weekly comment to be a nice guy. Carter, you wear a crew cut really well. Greg, you have an elite beard game.
Hey, thanks, Guy.
Thank you, Guy. This was a lot better. That's it. That is all of the comments for today. Carter, let's get to the godforsaken show. Topic number one today, this is obviously inspired by Cannon Catchings and our speculation that maybe someone was in his ear. Maybe the coach that left Overtime Elite to now coach at BYU was trying to tell him to look at his options. Let's just call it this. What one player, if you could pull your genie skills off again and make one player pull a Cannon Catchings and leave his school and decommit at the last second or even just transfer at the last second, doesn't have to be a freshman, what one player would you tamper with to get him to leave his school late in the cycle?
So when you're tampering with a player, there's got to be somewhat of a little guidelines that you got to go off of, right? You want to get a freshman, particularly. You want to get a freshman that's maybe not paid as much as other players on the team or just in general. And you want to get maybe a guy who's at a log jam, right?
Now, I have a qualification. Sorry. Yes. You are not allowed to say where said player goes. This is just what player do you want to convince to leave? You do not get to control where he goes next. Curveball.
That is a
curveball. I want the chaotic evil of, I want this guy away from here. I don't care about where you're trying to put him next.
Okay, well, that's the easy one for me, I think.
Okay.
And it goes against all the guidelines I just said, but I don't care. Now that I can't choose a destination. I want Doug back in the portal.
Doug McDaniel?
I want Doug McDaniel back in the portal.
You don't like him at Tang?
I like him at Tang, but like I can't pick the next destination. But like, what if Phil Self's like, I want to tamper with my rival and take him instead of a Shaquille Moore. I just want to take Doug from you.
Okay. All right. I don't hate that.
Yes, you do.
I mean, no, because I don't, I'm not like super in love with Doug at Kansas State and the pieces around him. So I like, I'm still rooting for Doug. I think
I was,
I would like to
my
see
original pick before you gave me the guidelines, I actually was going to ask for Sam Walters to be tampered with.
Yeah, so I was really surprised you didn't just try to pull someone away from Michigan. That makes me think you don't view Michigan as a threat at all. So in that sense, I'm content. You, if the smart move, if you wanted to go like rivalry evil, you would have ripped Roddy Yale away from me, and then I'd be screwed. My team would stink. Like if Roddy Yale left Michigan,
you love,
it's over.
You got Ruben.
It's over. We're one Roddy Yale short with Roddy Yale. I can't be two Roddy Yale short. So, it, I mean, you showed me a little kindness to not rip a player from my team. I kind of feel like I should do the same to you because my answer was going to be Xavier Booker. Because I feel like if Xavier Booker was ripped away from Michigan State at the last second, one, I think there are a lot of similarities between Xavier Booker and Xavier Booker's camp with Cannon Catchings on paper with what we're being told. Two, your front court would be so screwed. Like your front, there's just no answer. If Xavier Booker's not good, the Michigan State front court's a disaster. So I won't do that. I won't do that. I'll spare you since you spared me. Instead, I will go
Hunter Dickinson.
Wow.
Can you imagine? So after all of this shit, after all of this offseason of everyone saying Bill Self's back, they're number one, they're number one, they're number one, they're so good. If Hunter just like shut his phone off and hit the portal and Bill Self was left in the dust again, like that would be so fun and chaotic to watch.
No, no, no. I really like that. And on the topic of being super evil, super, super evil, Mark Sears comes back to school and then says he's going in the portal. Just brings Oates down a tiny bit. Just a wee bit.
Yeah, it's good. It's all good. All right, that was a fun, short, little quick-hitting topic, but I just wanted to see how much hate you have in your heart on this Monday morning. Topic two today, I asked you to become a bracketologist. This will probably be as disastrous as it sounds. You had to do some math for this one. You had to make notes for this one. That's not exactly where you thrive. So we'll see how this goes. I probably did awful as well. This isn't just a you problem, but... So here's the premise of this. We're going to do some way too early bracketology, some way too early seed lines. Caveat being, preface being, we are not bracketologists. We have no idea what we're doing. We're just two lovable or hateable idiots, depending on how you feel. So we are no Lucas Harkins. We are no Joe Lenardi. We are not good at this. So this is not real bracketology. This is sleepers bracketology. And the goal, the reason we're even embarking on this endeavor today is because I felt like a couple weeks ago we did the whole, like, is this team going to make the tournament, like the hot take exercise? And I was like, Illinois is going to miss and other teams will be a bubble team. Ugh. I realized, Cart, until you actually make the list of teams, it's hard to know who's a bubble team and
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Who's not? Like, I'm going down the Big Ten. Like, well, Michigan might be a bubble team. Illinois might. Michigan State might. Rutgers might. Ohio State. I don't know. Until I start actually plugging the teams in their spots, I don't know where I think these teams are actually going to fall. That's the purpose of this exercise. I asked Cart and myself to actually go through and rank teams from 1 to 11 seeds. So 4-1 seeds, 4-11 seeds, 4 everything else seeds. You may be saying to yourself, that's not 68 teams. You didn't go all the way to 16. We didn't do any of the small conferences. I don't care about who's going to get the automatic qualifiers. So this is just all the high major seeds, plus if Gonzaga's in it, if other WCC teams, if an A-10 team, you get it. Just through the 11 seed line where high majors would be. And don't worry about play-ins. We're not doing the play-in game. We're not a pro play-in podcast. So we have 1 seeds through 11 seeds, and we're going to unveil where our teams are at. Do you have anything to say before we do this?
Oh, we also have a first four out, right?
We also have a first four out, yes.
Yep. Okay, I'm good to go.
Yes, okay. 1 seeds. Who do you have?
My 1 seeds, I have Alabama, Kansas, Baylor, and UConn.
We're very close. I have Kansas, Alabama, UConn, and I put Gonzaga as the 4th 1 seed card.
Wow. So, did you say UConn made yours, or it didn't?
UConn's in mine, yeah. We have UConn's. The same first three, Kansas, Alabama, UConn. I went Gonzaga, you went Baylor. I went Gonzaga because I think that team is going to run through the WCC, probably go undefeated, and we've seen a lot of Gonzaga years where they end up on the one line with, like, 2 losses in the regular season.
Yeah, so I actually went back and forth between those two teams only because I think Baylor's Big 12 is going to hold a little bit more weight than the WCC. I put my Lenardi hat on that one.
Big 12 boost. Wow. Okay, yeah. I like this. I feel like this is going to get real messy and chaotic when we get to, like, the 8 line, but early we're going to be aligned. Who do you have on the 2 line?
On the 2 line, I have Houston, Iowa State, Gonzaga, Duke.
Okay, I have Houston, Iowa State, Duke, and Baylor. So our top 8 are the same.
Okay, that's good.
Are we bracketologists?
This is easy. Why does this guy take it so longer? Golly.
For the record, Duke was my top 2 seed. You had them last. I had them top.
Mine aren't in order from top seed. Oh,
great. Lovely. To the 3 seed.
This is where I think we're going to start getting a little goofy here. I have Arizona, Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas A&M.
I have Arizona. I have Auburn. I have Arkansas. I have Indiana.
Wow, Indiana. Huh?
I think Indiana's going to run away with the Big Ten. I really do. And I think Arkansas is a top 12 talented team in the country, getting that SEC boost the same way you said the Big 12 boost. You said who? Tennessee and Texas A&M?
Yeah.
I'm not that far off with Tennessee. I'm a little further off with Texas A&M. We'll see.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to die on the Aggie Island this season. I've committed.
You'll die on the way to Taylor Island for sure. Neither one of us have North Carolina yet?
Nope, not yet.
Through the top 3 lines, neither one of us have North Carolina yet.
Not yet.
To the 4 line.
My 4 line, I have Purdue, Florida, UNC, Arkansas.
Okay, yeah, this is getting messier. Okay. This is the first line we only have 1 aligned on. I have North Carolina. I have Marquette. I have Creighton. And I have Tennessee, who you had on the 3 line. You have not gone to Marquette or Creighton yet, as far as I know. I have Marquette and Creighton.
I have not gone to them yet.
On
no.
The 4 line. Okay. Did you include them at all? Because you looked like you were looking at your list to make sure they were on there.
No, I knew they were on there, but I was seeing how far apart we were, and that might be one of the teams we're the farthest apart on.
Marquette.
And Marquette and Creighton.
Interesting. Okay. All right. To the 5 line.
On the 5 line, I have Indiana, UCLA, Cincinnati, and Xavier.
No teams similar here. A lot of teams that are further down my list a lot. I have Purdue on the 5 line. I've been very pro Purdue. Purdue is dropping a couple seed lines for me with Cannon Catchings out, just straight up. I'm going to have to reevaluate. I still think they can make a Final Four run, but I don't think they're going to have a great regular season with the thin depth that they now have without Cannon Catchings on the wing. I have Purdue, Florida, Texas, and Texas A&M. Those were all teams I think you had already, other than Texas?
Yeah, I already had. The one that probably is most different from yours is maybe UCLA?
Yes, I have UCLA, but not for a long while.
Do you have Cincinnati?
I have Cincinnati upcoming, but not yet.
Okay, all right. Sixth line. I have Maryland, Kentucky, Texas, Michigan State.
Maryland, Kentucky, Texas. So I'm higher on Texas than you are.
Where'd you have Texas again?
Wow. I have... let me check here. I have Texas on the 5 line.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. You have Michigan State on the 6 line?
I do, yes.
Okay, so third best Big Ten team.
No.
Fourth best Big Ten. Fourth. You have Maryland.
Yeah, fourth.
Okay, the first team from your list that is not even in my field through 11 seeds is the Maryland Terrapins. I have Maryland out of my field.
Out of the tournament. Wow. And I have
I do six. Not see them as a tournament team, man. All the problems they had last year, I think, remain with Deshaun okay. Smith here. My sixth line is Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Cincinnati, St. John's.
Woo!
The Johnnies.
The Johnnies. Okay. Those teams are on my list, just further down.
Okay. All right. So there's still nobody from my list that's not in your field.
Not yet, no.
Okay. To the seven line.
Seven line, I have Illinois, Creighton, Texas Tech, and BYU.
Okay. All right. I don't hate this at all. I don't. I went Kentucky, Louisville, Xavier, and Michigan State. I got you guys on the seven line.
So you got Louisville at seven, huh?
Yeah.
All right. After all the discussion we had about Louisville.
Yeah, the more I think about it, somebody's got to come out of the ACC, and I think they have the third best roster by a lot.
Okay.
And I'm also I was when I made this, I was presuming they get Coleman Hawkins. So that's okay. Not great.
All right. Eight line. I have Marquette.
Wait, sorry. Where'd you have Kentucky?
I had Kentucky on my sixth line.
Okay, so we're close. Six and seven.
Yeah, Kentucky okay. Six, and for those keeping track, Arkansas four line.
Yeah, I had Kentucky 7, Arkansas 3.
Okay, so very on the 8 line, I had Marquette, Virginia, Miami, and Rutgers.
Okay, I'm proud of us right now. We're aligned. I have Rutgers and Virginia on the 8 line. I'm really proud. I thought you were not going to have Virginia, and I was like, I believe Virginia. Look at us. I have Rutgers, Virginia, Michigan, and Wake Forest on my 8 line.
Got Michigan on the 8 line, huh?
I do have Michigan on the 8 line. I'm really curious if you're going to have Michigan at all. Did you have Wake Forest in your field?
I did not have Wake Forest in my field, no.
I think Hunter Salas back is that important, and I'm talking myself into the ACC actually being decent this year.
Yeah, I went back and forth on them. They bounced on – they ended up out completely. They were on my original right through on the 11 line.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. This might be a little Michigan bias, obviously, but I really think that front court's going to be that good, man. Like, I heard some stuff about how Danny Wolf's been playing this offseason and like workout shit. And people are like raving that this dude's the best player in the gym always. So I don't know if that's right or not. But I think the front court's going to be that legit. And I like to have him as fifth in the Big Ten. I actually think that's reasonable behind Rutgers, behind Michigan State. I don't think it's that crazy.
Have you had Illinois yet?
I have not had Illinois yet. No.
Okay. So we're on the 9 line here.
We're not on Illinois the 9 yet. Line. I got 3 lines left. Yep.
Okay. Providence, Louisville, Oregon, St. John's.
Providence.
I'm buying like Cardet. I'm buying Bryce Hopkins coming back from the injury. I'm buying Kim English.
Okay, I'm selling Providence. They're nowhere to be found, not even in my first four out. All the others are on my list somewhere. I have on the 9 line Clemson, Oregon, Seton Hall, and Illinois. This is where I have the Illini, which would put them 6th in the Big Ten, 6th or 7th, depending on where Oregon falls because they're a 9-2. And I think they're safely in the tournament. So that's, again, that's a flip from where I was a couple weeks ago when I had him out. I think Kasparis gave him a boost. If Jack Kashonis wasn't on this roster, I would probably have them out of the field. But honestly, doing this exercise was helpful because there aren't a lot of teams I really believe in past the first like 20 teams. Yeah. Brad Underwood's going to make the tournament. He's too
good. Can you say that one more time?
Clemson, Illinois, Oregon, Seton Hall.
There's two teams in there that were out for me.
You don't have Clemson?
I do not have Clemson, and I do not have Seton Hall.
Yeah, I'm buying Shaheen still.
I think I should have Seton Hall in there. I have Clemson in my first four out. I didn't list Seton Hall. I should probably have them in.
Yeah, I think Shaheen's gonna have a bounce back. He got robbed not being in last year, and I like what he did in the portal. Yeah,
I'm looking at some of my 11 line picks. I could have definitely bumped them down for like a Seton Hall.
Okay, to the 10 line.
The 10 line, I have Kansas State, Mississippi State, Ohio State, and Ole Miss.
Dog, we're dialed in on some of these. I have Mississippi State, Ohio State, South Carolina, and UCLA here. So we kind of I had Ole Miss on the 6 line and UCLA on the 10 line, and you flip-flopped those, right?
I have Ole Miss on the 10 line. And I have UCLA was on my 5th.
Yeah, so we basically – I'm way higher on Ole Miss than you are. You're way higher on UCLA than I am, but pretty similar there. All right, to the 11 line, who you got?
The 11 line, I have Michigan, South Carolina, Memphis, and Loyola.
I feel good doing this exercise right now. All right, so Michigan did make it, but it's close. My 11 line is New Mexico, BYU, Loyola, and Arizona State.
Wow, I like that Arizona State pick.
I was looking at their roster and Jim Root's roster sheet. Man, they have so much damn talent. Like,
they do.
That team should be good. They really
and
should.
just to give you an insight quickly here, Michigan was pretty easily, like, in my – like, I didn't, like, have them at 11. Like, I actually had them in the original, like, cross-out version, I think 9.
Yeah.
And then I remembered a couple other teams, and they got bumped down because of that. But they were safely in at my 11.
I think doing this exercise has made me feel stronger about my team. And I think by default, your team and Illinois, like all the Big Ten teams I felt a little iffy on, I feel a lot stronger about after getting through this exercise.
We might have to do this like monthly. This is
kind of fun. Give me your first four out. So who's on the cut line for you?
My first four out were New Mexico, Clemson, Nebraska, and Northwestern.
Oh, we're pretty dialed in here. I did not include Nebraska or Northwestern. I don't think either one of them will be close this year, sadly. My first four out, I have Maryland as the first team out. I have TCU. I have St. Mary's, and I have Kansas State out of the field.
Douglas misses it once again.
If they get Coleman, I would elevate them into the field and drop Arizona State.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. There's your bracketology in June. Don't say we aren't working, folks. All right, the final topic today. I asked you to come up with a list of the top 10 programs for the next 10 years. Simple as that. You can define this however.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You want? I would say this. Looking backwards, we would say UConn was the best program of the last 10 years. Like, they had the most national championships. You could make an argument that maybe there's a team with more wins or more pros put out. To me, it's just like, who's going to have the best next decade? However you define best. Most championships, most conference championships, most pros, combination of the three, whatever you want to call it. So looking forward, it's an interesting time to do this exercise because I think what I realized doing this, there's a lot of coaching fluctuation here, especially if Dan Hurley leaves UConn. Now, maybe we'll get Dan Hurley news over the weekend after this is recorded and we'll sound stupid, but There's kind of a changing of the guard. A lot of legendary coaches are out. Some of the blue bloods are more vulnerable than they have been in a while. So I'm excited to hear your answers for this. Top 10 programs for the next 10 years. You want to start at the top or you want to work backwards here?
Let's start at the top.
Okay. Who's number one?
I had Houston number one for me. I had Houston number one because I think that I think there's continuity with that program. There's playing style continuity. I think that Samson has shown the ability to like play his style while also being able to like bring in talent through the transfer portal, through five-star kids. He's had Jarace Walker and other players come in the fold. I just think that I feel safe with that program being in a great spot in 10 years and being still in the spot they're at right now.
Okay. I am very confused by that answer for you. That is not where I would have expected Houston to be. I'm not going to spoil my list. I'll work down my list, but they're not one or two or three for me, or four. I have Kansas at one. I think they are the only blue blood that's currently blue blooding. And I think, yes, there are health concerns for Bill Self, but until that takes him off the sidelines, who are we to say they're not going to keep blue blooding? Like, We got to reward that. Kansas is going to stay strong as long as Bill Self is there, and I think he's there for another 10 years.
Kansas was number two for me.
Okay. So you got Houston, then Kansas. I have Kansas at one. I have Alabama at two, Cart, much like my preseason top 25 poll. I think this is where my next couple on my list speak to the changing of the guard and the coaches that I believe are next up. I believe Nate Oates is going to have a very spectacular 10-year run here. And I don't really think Nate Oates is going to leave Alabama because I think a lot of the blue blood jobs have kind of came and went and teams that would have hired him didn't hire him. So if he stays at Alabama, I expect a lot of Final Fours. I expect maybe a national championship, always in contention. I think he is that good.
Okay. So you had them at two, correct?
I have Alabama at two, yes.
Okay. I had Kansas at two. At three, I had Duke.
Okay, Duke's close for me.
I mean, Shires has, despite what you said, Shire has been very successful his first two seasons. The recruiting is staying strong. They have money. I think he's going to be there for a good amount of time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hate that at all. They're on my list closely. So I have a different school at three, and it's much like my Nate Oates belief. I can't believe I'm doing this with Tam McCaffrey. I have Arizona three.
Greg, good on you. I had the same thought. They're at five for me, but I had the same thought. Like, I'm buying Tommy Lloyd, like, actually maybe being one of the ones.
Yeah, I think there's a group of coaches, which you'll see by the end of my list, that you should believe are, like, the next up. And I believe right now it's Nate Oates and Tommy Lloyd. The only difference why Nate Oates and Tommy Lloyd are at the top of the list for some of the coaches I would consider next up who are in the middle to bottom of this list is I believe they're at programs that will do anything and will operate like blue bloods. Arizona will operate like a blue blood. Alabama will fundraise and run themselves like a blue blood while Nate Oates is there. Other programs may not do that. And maybe there's some limitations for the coaches who I believe are next up. So, okay, who's at four for you?
I had Bama at my four.
You had Bama at four. I had Duke at four. So we're pretty consensus on the top ones here. Who's five?
I had Arizona at five.
I had Houston at five. So our five are the same, just rearranged orders here. Okay. I will throw this out with Houston. I think the concerns about Bill Self leaving at some point should be there with Calvin Sampson too. He is older. I think if we're making a list of who might leave in the next decade, Bill Self and Calvin Sampson would be up there.
True. Okay. I have Purdue at six.
I have Purdue at six.
I don't think Paint's going anywhere, man. And Paint's one of the best in the business.
Purdue is next up. Like, that's Paint's in the group with Nate Oates and Tommy Lloyd. Except I think there are some limitations at Purdue. Like, if Matt Painter was operating at Arizona the way Tommy Lloyd has free reign to do whatever he wants and pay whoever he wants, that would be higher because Painter's coaching acumen is that high, but he runs the program a different way. They don't necessarily have those financial resources, but this is Purdue's Big Ten right now until proven otherwise. And I think Paint's here for at least 10 more years.
Yeah. Who'd you have it? Let's let you go seven first.
This gets dicey. So I will say after the top six, I thought the top six were non-negotiable. You had to have the top six. From seven on, I had seven schools I thought about. And I really think you could flip a coin and interchange these seven. I landed on North Carolina at seven. Mm. I think regardless of concerns or questions with Hubert Davis, blue blood gonna blue blood. And the Tar Heels program, the brand will speak for itself. He may have some down years here and there. Like, he may miss the tournament once or twice. He may struggle with a portal cycle or not land his targets. But then the next year, they have as good of a chance as everybody to win a national title because they're North Carolina.
Yeah. I had North Carolina at 8 on my list.
Okay.
I had him at 8 for the same reasons. Even if Hubert does not work out, it's North Carolina. Their next coach is going to be a killer, and they're going to make it great. There's a blue blood boost there. At my number 7 school, I don't think you had this school, but I think that this school is still going to be in a great place. I had Gonzaga at 7.
Wow. I did not have them in consideration for my top.
Mark Few's 61, so he's kind of up there. But, like, I just don't see him going anywhere. Gonzaga has that brand as well. I just think they're going to have the continued success. The WCC is getting weaker and weaker. I don't know if they're going to make a conference move or something like that. But, like,
I have a very specific reason. Here's my reason I didn't include them. I think Gonzaga is going to get eaten by a different conference. And I think when that happens, Mark Few may not want to coach during that era. Like, does Mark Few want to coach in the Big 12?
Probably not.
It's hard. Like, I know we're doing a lot of projecting here. They're obviously one of the top 13 programs. They're healthy. He's a great coach. But I think with the way realignment's going, Gonzaga's, like, historical dominance win every single season is probably not going to run forever. And I think he had his special teams. Jalen Suggs, Chet Holmgren back-to-back were his special teams. You had a national runner-up to show for it. Now it's kind of a reset here. I would have them outside my top 13, probably 14th or 15th.
Okay. I'm not mad at that reasoning. So I told you I had UNC 8th. Who'd you have 8th?
I have UConn at 8, and I'm very curious where you're going to have UConn, man. If we're operating like Hurley leaves, that's fine. This is a program that has won a bunch of national titles under different coaches in the last 4 decades. Like, Kamani might be great. Luke Murray might be great. It's UConn. They deserve the same boost North Carolina did.
They're my 9th. Okay. It would have been 1 if I knew Hurley was going to be there.
Yeah, me too.
Undisputed. Me I had too. Him at 9, though, because of the uncertainty, but I still believe in the program, stores, all that.
Hottest take of this entire exercise. If Hurley leaves for the Lakers, Hurley's coaching UConn again by the end of the decade.
Like, he's back?
At UConn by the end of the decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at that take.
Yeah.
So I gave you my 8th because it was UNC. You gave me your 9th. I had
UConn. I gave 8th. I haven't given you my 9th.
Okay.
So, your 9th is UConn.
Yes.
My 9th is Baylor. I have Scott Drew. As long as Scott Drew is there, I believe he deserves that bump. And I think he'll be there for the whole day. I don't think he's going to leave.
So I didn't have him in. I did not have Baylor listed because I don't think Scott Drew is going to be there.
I don't get why you think he's going to leave after he turned down Kentucky. That would have been the job to leave for.
And I'm still confused why he didn't.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something else we don't know about.
It's that Mexican restaurant, dog. Like, churches in Waco are special. Chip and Joanna Gaines. Like, that's to me the whole thing is he didn't leave.
If they left, if he was offered UConn's job, I feel like he'd take it.
He might. I don't think so, though.
Okay.
So if you knew Scott Drew was going to stay for 10 years, would they be on your list?
Yes, 100%.
Where would they be? Would you have them like 9th like I do or higher?
No, I'd probably have them like maybe behind Purdue, so like 7th.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a range they belong in for sure. This 10th one could go a variety of different ways. Who you got at 10?
I got BYU.
No way. Come on.
I'm kidding. I thought about it.
I know we're the Latter-day Saints, but like, come on.
No, I had Kentucky at 10.
You're going to have to talk me into this one. They're not on my list.
So it's somewhat of the same reasons that I did for UNC. I think Kentucky's Kentucky. If Mark Pope doesn't work out in 2 years, they're going to not make the same mistake. They're going to learn from their mistakes, and they're going to get a killer. If Mark Pope works out, then it's Kentucky, and it looks great. Like, it's Kentucky at the end of the day.
They are. They should probably be on here. They would be on most people's list. They're not on my list. My fear for Kentucky over the next decade is this. I don't think there's much of a chance Mark Pope is a disaster, but I also don't think there's much of a chance Mark Pope does anything great. And you would almost rather, if you are a blue blood, you would almost rather the guy you hire becomes a disaster than lingers around for 10 years just being okay. Like, let me make one parallel for you. They're not a blue blood. It's a totally different program. Look what has happened to Florida after Billy Donovan left. I think that is on the table here for Kentucky. Like, just, okay, fringe top 25 every single year. Are we good? Are we not? I don't know. No crazy tournament runs. That's sort of where I'm at.
Who's your 10?
Now I'm realizing, like, head-to-head with Kentucky, this is kind of crazy. It's about my next up coaches. I have TJ Otzelberger.
Iowa State.
I have Iowa State at 10. I think Otz is going to be that good. I think he's going to be a mainstay in the top 10 every single year.
I like that. That's a good one. The buyout's massive. I don't know if anyone's getting him away.
Yep.
They're going to pay him well. I like that. There was one team that almost made my 10 that I thought might make your 10 with the same reason that we just used. What about Indiana?
Back to your point, I feel like you and I dance around this. I can't include Indiana with Woodson. I just can't. I don't believe Woodson's like an obstacle, but he's not close to the top 10 coaches in the sport.
Yeah, that's true.
He's going to be too inconsistent. My the ones that just missed my cut, I had Kentucky. I have Arkansas. I think as long as Cal's there, you have to have them around the top 10. And I actually did have Brad Underwood in Illinois. I think if you could guarantee me Brad stays for 10 years, they would be in my top 10.
Do you think Brad stays for 10 years, though?
I don't. But I think there's a chance. And if he does, they would no doubt be a top 10 program in the sport to me.
Okay.
It's a fun exercise.
I like that.
Who do you think gets the most national championships out of that list in the next decade? Like, if we were setting, let's call it this way. If we were setting odds on who wins a national championship in the next decade, like, Kansas is my number one. Wouldn't Kansas be like minus 200 to win a championship?
I think the best value on here is Tam McCaffrey.
Arizona at like minus 110 to win a national championship?
Maybe even like plus money.
It's interesting. Like, what's Alabama's yes or no win a national championship in the next 10 years?
I think, well, yeah, I say yes.
This might need to be a whole topic. I would love to like set fake odds on that and see what happens. It's really fun. One big thing presented by Nobody, what you got?
Oh, my one big thing for today is, I didn't really come with one. I don't know. Oh, I'll do this. Anyone who steals iPhone chargers, I think should be banished to Rikers for a minimum of a week. That's just rude. They're not that expensive. Just don't steal chargers, because there's nothing worse than when you need a charger and like you just don't have one available and you're scurrying and your phone's dying. So if you steal phone chargers, there's a special place in hell for you.
I'm in hell then. I think I've stolen, it's only from my parents, but I've stolen probably 13 phone chargers from my parents.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, not from parents. That doesn't count. You're good.
Okay, cool. My one big thing is tonight, we're recording this on Friday, so by the time you listen to this, this will already be done. But one of the stupidest events in family history is happening tonight, and I'm hosting it, and I'm really excited for it. We are doing a blind pizza taste test challenge with the whole family at our house tonight. So over the last 2 hours, I have been ordering 7 different delivery pizzas. So coming to our house, we have 7 different pizzas from 7 different chains, 7 different orders of whatever their traditional breadstick is, and then 7 different sodas. There's 21 scores on the scorecard. It's like a test. And the goal is to go 21 for 21 and ace the test and beat everybody else in my family. I can't wait.
That sounds incredible. Are you going to win?
I think I'll sweep pizza. I think I'll either – I'll probably get cocky. I think I'll sweep bread, but I'll probably go like 5 for 7 for bread. Cola is where I'm in trouble. Soda, pop, I'm in trouble. I think because we're doing Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and then like Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb. And I'm only confident I'll get 3 out of those 7.
That's tough. I'm gonna need you to report back results on this.
I can do that. I might document it. I might film it. I'm very, very confident I'm gonna ace the seven pizzas.
Please.
Are you like what? How would you be in this exercise?
Probably around. I feel like I'd be incredible at pizza. Pizza, that'd be light work.
It doesn't seem hard. It's like Domino's, Hungry Howie's, Pizza Hut.
I'd honestly be incredible at all food portions, like bread too. I would 100% be able to tell. Pop, yeah. That they're not doing it for me.
I'm pretty excited. It should be fun. I'm probably gonna like eat myself into a food coma though. It's gonna be bad. Enjoy. Everybody have a great weekend, even though you're listening to this on Monday.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.